brings us to subset E. This is a variance request for Tracy Palmer. This is for a side and rear setback for a garage addition. And Mr. Smith, back to you.
Well, Tracy Palmer has submitted a variance request to the rear setback in a medium density residential housing district to allow for the addition to his garage. The property is located at 1844 Pine Street. It's described as the west half of lots 23 through 26, Block 1 at Potter's First Edition. The application requests a 5-foot variance to the 10-foot rear setback to install a 360-square-foot addition in the rear of the existing garage as shown on the attached site plan. Notifications, there were landowner concerns. 23 notifications were sent out to neighboring landowners within the 200 feet of his property. Those notifications resulted in the following based on assessed property values. 76.24% or 16, were yes. 23.76%, no response, which is implied consent, and zero disapproval. In May of 2012, the applicant submitted a variance request to the front and rear setback to construct a 28 by 32 detached garage in the property. The setbacks for this zoning district at the same time were 25 feet for both the front and rear. The application requested a 5-foot 17-inch variance to the 25-foot rear setback and a 3-foot variance to the front setback. The application was approved by the City Council on May 7th of 2012. Since then, Title 18 has been revised to narrow both the front and rear setbacks in the medium-density residential zoning district from 25 feet to 10. The existing garage conforms to the current regulations. City staff recommends approval, and we've reviewed the application for the 2012 variance application. The applicant requested the minimum adjustment necessary in 2012 in relation to the existing setback, which affected the current placement of the garage and limited the desired size of the construction at that time. In making the final decision, it shall be determined that this is a reasonable deprivation of beneficial use of his land. Considering the proposed addition, total lot coverage for permanent structures will be calculated at 41%. This would be under the 45% maximum total lot coverage allowed within that zone. The Planning Commission reviewed the application at June 4th meeting, voted to recommend approval of the request. Staff does not believe the request for a 5-foot rear setback would negatively affect the public, as the rear of the property is not visible or accessible from the public right-of-way, nor is it expected to be negatively affect neighboring properties. City staff again recommends the approval as submitted.
Any questions for Dave from council?
Mr. Palmer is here.
Any input?
Come on up.
You got questions, Terry? All right, Terry's got questions for you.
Okay, as I look at this property in the drawing here, Mike, the question I have is the shed. Is that shed movable?
No, it's permanent? It was actually an older single stall garage. You know that the cars nowadays wouldn't fit in anyway. Okay. So I've converted into just a storage shed.
Okay.
It's on concrete foundation.
And where your fence is across the back, how far is that from the alley, the gravel? Do you know? I'm just curious.
There's another house.
Well, there's another house behind your house.
There's another property behind. There's no alley. It's a corner lot.
There's no alley down that Pine Street?
On the other side of the other house.
On the other side of the other house.
All right. Good. That's all I have.
Thanks.
Any other discussion from council?
Just to clarify, Mr. Palmer, that shed that's there that was a garage, that was pre-existing, correct?
Right.
I mean, that's been there since it's Model Ts.
From the 50s, yeah.
You couldn't get a 1950 Chevrolet three-quarter ton pickup in it. So it's,
no. I believe it's...
It's been around longer than a modern pickup.
I don't even know what size it is.
But it's not able to move. It's fixed.
It's on concrete.
Yeah. Foundation. Other discussion, public or council?
Just one. Dave, you indicated that lot coverage was almost at maximum or exceeding?
It's 41%, and maximum lot coverage is 45. With the addition, he'll be at 41%. He has quite a large front and side yard.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second it.
Got a first by Jason, a second by Ron. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. A variance request is unanimously approved.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.